Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, Mike Hoss, Bobby Hebert, and happy to bring in Darren Rizzi, assistant head coach now in his sixth season, as well as special teams. How you doing, Coach?
I'm doing fantastic, guys. How are you?
We're doing well, and we're going to get into deeper dive with Groupie and Aubrey and maybe even Chris Boswell, but I want to talk about the kind of the kickoff impact, the dynamic kickoff impact. And so for week one of 24 thus far, 34% of the kickoffs were returned. Last year, 20.5%, so a 14-point increase. And there was one touchdown yesterday, and they only had four touchdowns in all of 23. And I guess, you know, I'm going to ask, the next question would be about your specific game plan, but is it overall about what you expected for week one?
Yeah, you know what, guys, I think there's probably some teams out there that are taking a little bit of a wait and see approach. You can never really get a full beat on anything from the preseason. And so, listen, I think there's some teams out there that are going to kind of come slow out of the gate. I think there's probably a dozen or 15 teams or so that are probably going to be a little bit more aggressive with it. I think when the league at the last second knocked the touchback down from 35-yard line to the 30-yard line, we totally expected the return rate to kind of be a little bit lower than we initially anticipated. And so, you know, the initial proposal had the touchback at the 35, and, you know, the powers to be kind of pushed the rule through with the touchback at the 30. So, listen, anything at this point is an improvement than what we had. We had the lowest return rate in the history of the NFL last year. I'm glad to see that, you know, we came out of the gate with a 14% increase. There were certainly some, you know, some big plays. And listen, our game specifically, I thought our guys covered well and you know, we did a good job with it. So, listen, it'll be on a week-to-week basis, kind of a game plan thing, but definitely at least we have a lot of people talking about the kickoff. We got a lot of eyes on it, and I think we got a good product right now.
And that was just a quick follow-up on your plan, so to speak. First off, you kicked off 10 times, so you do that, you know, good gosh, 10 times, three in the end zone, one touchback. And it felt like, and that you said, it is going to be a week-to-week game plan. And yesterday's more kind of the line drives. And, man, Groupie's kicks, about almost all of them, other than the one in the end zone, were like the one or two. So was that the kind of the plan?
Yeah, for yesterday's game plan, that was the plan. I thought Blake kicked the ball off really, really well. He executed what we wanted to do in that specific game very well. I thought he located the ball great, and that's what it's all about now with this new kickoff. It's the location of the kick is going to be really important. So whether you're going to go directional to the corners or whether you're going to try to keep the ball in the middle of the field, everyone's going to be a little bit different, and that's going to change for us week to week as well, depending on the team we're playing. But I thought he executed well. I mentioned before, I thought we covered well. You know, one really amazing stat that I was telling the guys today, you know, last year under the old rules, we had 12 kickoff returns that we had to, you know, face, if you will, for the entire 2023 season, where we actually had to get the ball carrier, the returner on the ground. And yesterday we already had 9. So, you know, this is going to be a thing where, for us, you know, we're going to have to cover a lot more kicks and execute every week, but it certainly was a good start.
And Coach Rizzi, speaking of covering, we always expect JT Gray. I'm looking at, he had 3 total special teams tackles, 1 unassisted. You look Isaiah Foskey, who we wanted to step up. He also contributed 3. But Anthony Orji, I mean, who doesn't love an Orji? I mean, I'm looking at, he has like 4 special teams tackles, 3 unassisted. Orji seems like he's that linebacker that we always find that contributes at a high level in special teams. You got to be pleased with that.
Well, you know what, Bobby? I'm not going to go near the Orji question, but here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to tell you that Anthony Orji has really improved in the last couple of years, and I'm really, really proud of his performance yesterday. You know, you look back at our linebacker core from last year, special teams-wise. You know, Andrew Dowell gets hurt in the preseason, and then Nephi Sewell steps up, and Ty Summers and Zach Bond. You know, all these guys that are not playing for us right now. We have a couple guys we lost in free agency, a couple of guys we lost to injury. And so you're right. You know, a guy like Orji stepped up, and he had a great start to the game. He made the first three tackles on our first three kickoffs. I'm really, really happy for him. He's a guy that's really developed. It's a credit to our scouting department. Here's a guy that's undrafted. And it's a credit to our linebacking coaches, you know, and our defensive coaches. Here's a guy that they've developed. And he put himself in position to make a bunch of plays yesterday. Was really, really happy for him. You mentioned Foskey. You mentioned JT. All those guys had multiple tackles. So it's good. It's good not to be one dimensional. It's really good to have multiple guys that you can count on. And I was really, really happy for him yesterday.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And Coach Rizzi, talk about guys you could count on. This is pretty much a pro as pro could be. I'm looking at Groupie. I was so ecstatic when he made that 57-yarder. We're up 10-0. But if you go on, 57, 44, 52 yards, ends up being 4-for-4. But I'm looking at come this Sunday, you look at Brandon Aubrey for Dallas. 57, 50, 46, 40 yards. So it could come down to whoever has the ball last, you always hear that cliche. It could come down to, are you going to make the game-winning kick or not? And I think both the Saints and Dallas has those type of individuals to make those game-winning kicks.
Yeah, listen, I'll start with Blake Groupie. I'm super happy for him. I'm not surprised. I've watched this guy the last couple of years. I watch the way he prepares every day. I watch him go out and practice. You know, I know a lot of people talked about Charlie Smith in our preseason because Charlie's got, you know, really got a bright future and a big leg, and obviously Charlie's on our practice squad. But I thought Blake handled that really, really well. He's a really professional, like you mentioned, great practice, work ethic. And to go out and see him do that yesterday was great. It was a big, big, huge uplift for the team. When he made that 57-yarder, like you said, it gave us a 2-score lead, and then he makes, you know, goes 4-for-4. As far as Dallas goes, listen, first of all, I got a ton of respect for their special teams coordinator, John Fossil. You know, Bones does a heck of a job. He's a good friend and a hell of a coach. They've done a great job of developing their kicker, Brandon Aubrey. One of the things that kind of gets lost yesterday, he actually made a 66-yarder at the end of the first half, but it got negated because of a delay of game call. And he made another 60-plus-yarder in the preseason. This guy's got a monster leg. He's really done well on 50-plus-yard field goals. And so we got our work cut out for us this week. This is going to be a really big challenge for us. Well-coached team, a lot of good players, really good specialists, really good returner, really good core players. And so obviously we're going on the road, and so – you know, we got to step up to the challenge this week for sure.
And Coach, what a day yesterday for kickers. So first of all, you know, Groupie with 4-for-4, Boswell 6-for-6, 57, 51, 56. I'm watching all the highlights around the league. I'm just watching these long kicks. So I went through the game books. So there were 17 field goals of 50 plus, including 357s, 256s, and Bobby talked about this earlier with Coach Allen. I mean, it's like it's almost the sky's the limit, right? And I think even they probably thought about the 71-yarder with Aubrey. I mean, it's kind of unbelievable.
You know, they had him out there for a while. I was watching the game live when I was home, and I think once they saw the returner underneath the goalpost, they thought second about it or twice about it. But listen, the kickers in this league are really, really special players. They just continue to get better and better and better. And you know, with this new kickoff rule, you know, the start drive, the drive start average is going to be higher. And so people are going to get into field goal range maybe a little bit more. So I actually think you're going to see a lot of these 50-plus yard field goals come up. And, you know, like I said, just, you know, Chris Boswell, you know, he single-handedly wins the game for Pittsburgh yesterday. One side note to that, their punter got hurt, and he actually had to go in and punt their last punt, and he punted 43 yards. So he had an unbelievable day. And you know, you mentioned Aubrey, you mentioned Groupie, and you look around the league, a bunch of guys had great days. And so, you know, Bobby mentioned it earlier, so many of these games come down to one score games. I feel like every year it's more and more and more. And so every point is critical, every extra point, which sometimes goes unnoticed, every field goal, all these points are just at a premium. And so, you know, it was a good start yesterday, like I said, and that's got to kind of have to be our foundation for sure.
And Coach Rizzi, to continue along the kicking line, like with the punter, with Hayball, the Houdat Nation, we're a little spoiled with Thomas Morstead and the consistency that he brought to the table. And I would say two phases. I would say the only negative, you know, you're always looking for positive and negatives, and you break it down, was the 10 penalties, you know, 95 yards. That's old school. 9 penalties or more, 100 yards, that's like giving up a touchdown. But with Hayball, I know he had one inside the 20. But when you look at, like, explain to the fans also by gross and net. Because to me, that net average is what is critical. And I'm looking at Hayball having a couple of punts, but a 36.5-yard average. I think he even realizes that he has to be better than that. Is that a fair assessment or what?
Well, Bobby, I am shocked that you would bring up any negatives. I'm floored, but all kidding aside. Listen, I'm going to tell you the first positive. I'm going to go on a positive. The good news is that Matt Hayball stood around for pretty much 3 hours before he had to punt, because our offense was incredible yesterday and got ourselves in the scoring position. So he didn't punt until late in the game in the fourth quarter. So he stood around. He had 10 holes for Groupie between extra points and field goals, and that's a good problem. But listen, Matt obviously is a rookie punter. Was really, really impressed with him throughout the preseason. And I'm really, really excited about this guy's future. He's very, very talented. He's a left-footed punter. I think everybody knows that by now. You know, back to your point about the gross and the net. You know, the net number is certainly the most important number. Now, yesterday we only had 2 punts. That's going to be a number that we're going to keep a close eye on. You know, one of those punts was from inside the 50, so you really don't have a chance to get big numbers there. But listen, I'm excited about Matt. I think Matt's got a super high ceiling. I know, you know, like you mentioned, Thomas Morstead. Thomas, you know, made the fans around here very comfortable for a lot of years. Very, very, you know, accurate guy and consistent guy. And I, there's no doubt in my mind that Matt's got a big future, and we're looking forward to watching him.
Well, Coach, it was a win in all phases. Clearly, special teams, defense, and offense. Congratulations. Thanks for your time. And I know as the assistant head coach, you'll be a big part of this whole scheduling challenges and see what happens with Francine. And best of luck this week, and get another one in Dallas.
I appreciate you guys, as always. Good talking to you guys. Have a great one.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.